Zoning Commission public hearing for February 13th, 2017. Introduction.
Terry Dimes, Newport.
Chris Rarick, Newport. Chris Rarick, Newport.
Oh, I'm sorry. Andy Chapman.
Eric Gustafson, Public Health.
Nate Mueller, Planning Development Sustainability.
Mitch Brass, Planning Development Sustainability.
Julia Dodds, Planning Development Sustainability.
Sandy Steinle, Florida. Kathy Swank, Madison Township.
Mike Parker, Newport. We will move to approve the agenda. Could I get a motion?
So moved.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We move to approve the January 9th, 2017 minutes.
I so move.
Second.
Everyone in favor?
Aye.
Zoning applications for hearing. Application 26975, Schrader Excavating and Grading, requesting rezoning of 6.97 acres from A, Agriculture, to CH, Highway Commercial.
Thanks, Mike. This application is in a fringe area of the city of Swisher, so per our agreement, we have to wait for the city council to comment on this before we can have a hearing. They're meeting tonight, so we're going to request a one-month deferral. Applicant has requested a one-month deferral, and we'll hear this next week, or next month.
Anyone like to speak on this? Subdivision applications pending. Application 26850, Bob Mitchell Construction, signed by Bob Mitchell, requesting preliminary plat approval of Westcott Second Edition.
Similar situation here. Applicant has requested a one-month deferral. We're still waiting to get final approval from the city of Iowa City, as this is in their fringe area.
Anyone like to speak on this? Application 26904, Max 6 Farms, LLC, signed by Courtney Kidwell, requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Max 6 Estates.
This application was withdrawn by the applicant earlier this month and will be coming off our agenda.
This is going fast.
Subdivision applications for hearing. Application 26976, Schrader Excavating and Grading, requesting preliminary plat approval of S and K subdivisions.
Similar to their rezoning request, we need to wait for the city of Swisher to comment, so we'll defer 1 month at the request of the applicant.
Application 26977, Steve Hemingway, requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Evans Furrow Subdivision.
Not getting off so easy on this one. Got a location map on the screen here, and I apologize for the screen facing the audience. The colors aren't quite the same as they are facing the board. The cities of Solon on the far northeast, Iowa City on the far northwest and southwest corner of the map. I'm going to call them purple because they're purple on our screens, but they're kind of bluish to the audience. So hopefully the labels are legible there. So this is a final and preliminary and final plat request for a farmstead split located on the east side of White Oak Avenue northeast, just north of its intersection with Strawberry Road northeast in Graham Township. The applicant is requesting a 4.98 acre farmstead split along with a 2.32 acre outlot to separate the existing home and buildings off of a parent farm of approximately 120 acres. And you can see here it's located just east of Morse. We've got Solon and Iowa City with Highway 1 running in between. And you can see we're out near the Cedar County line on the east side. Here's a detail of property of the farm being split. You can see that the applicant owns about 120 contiguous acres. And the split is going to be off the west side, approximately in the middle there. Lot 1 with the existing buildings, and then outlot A, the little triangle on the north side. And here's a detail of the lot. You can see the lot does have existing access onto White Oak Avenue. As I mentioned, 4.98 acres of housing buildings, 2.32 acres and an outlot. And the applicant has also proposed an access easement running north from the end of White Oak Avenue to serve as access to the parent farm ground to the north of this property. Looking at our land use plans, the property is located in the rural agricultural area where ag uses are preferred and farmstead splits are allowed. County engineer didn't have any detailed reports. The development utilizes existing access, and any future work in the right of way will require a permit from Secondary Roads Health Department.
This property does have a private sewage disposal system under permit number 6057. It also has a pre-existing well that predates Johnson County records. There are no abandoned wells on the property.
The applicant did request to have both stormwater and sensitive area requirements waived for this application. The PDS director chose to waive sensitive areas as it's a developed site, so we were pretty confident there weren't any wetlands, woodlands, sensitive prairie, anything like that. We did, however, deny the waiver for stormwater, as we'd like to see stormwater regulations addressed with any future building permits. There's nothing needed to do at this time, but any future building permits on this site, we would like to see that they can meet our runoff regulations. And some of our reasoning we can kind of show on the screen here. There is a blue line stream, Nicholson Creek, located to the east, and there's a map floodplain on that creek, and there's about 60 feet of elevation change kind of across that grass waterway that runs across this field east of the proposed split. So just because of those considerations, we'd like to see a little bit of calculation when they do apply, if they ever apply for any building permits on this site. In conclusion, plat and legal documents are all submitted and correct, and staff recommends approval.
Anybody like to speak on this?
Scott River with Hartford Consultants. And in attendance tonight is Ben Hemingway, sitting at the back. And do you have any questions?
Does White Oak Avenue dead end at the farm?
Yeah, it dead ends a quarter mile north of Strawbridge Road.
You can kind of see it on this map, Terry. The blue, the light blue line on the left side, where it comes up and stops, is about where the roadway stops. So just to the bottom side of that triangle outlot.
And also, too, I've got a different septic system log number on that. So I'll have to get with you to get that number. I've got it wrong on the plat, if it's wrong.
And what number do you have?
5045.
We'll double check it.
Okay. Any questions on that?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else who would like to speak?
I can make a motion to approve application 26977. I second that.
Roll call.
Doms.
Yes.
Rarick.
Yes.
Style.
Yes.
Swanka.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes. Application 2697, John Riley requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Men's Acres subdivision.
This property is located along Highway 1 north of Solon. You can see on the map here, it's located just south of 140th Street Northeast. We've got Linn County on the far north side and the city of Solon. And the parent farm kind of straddles 140th Street north and south. The applicant is requesting a farmstead split to split 4.83 acres of currently undeveloped pasture ground to allow for future single-family development. Here's a view of the farm. As I mentioned, the property straddles both 140th Street and Highway 1 when you take the full deeded property into consideration. And the split, you can kind of see, is on the bottom left southwest corner of the property, right along Highway 1 across from the existing homestead. Here's a detailed view of the proposed lot. There's an existing permitted access onto Highway 1 Northeast, and they have also included a approximately 40 by 40 foot access easement right inside the road right-of-way to allow access to the parent farm ground to the north, and lot 1 will be 4.83 acres. For our land use plans, the property is located in the rural planning fringe area of the city of Solon. Our 2008 fringe area agreement with Solon exempts farmstead splits from city review in this rural ag area. Says the county regulations will rule. Ag rural regulations for the county land use plan, as last time, ag uses are preferred, farmstead splits are allowed. City of Solon had no review. County engineer's report again is rather minimal on this application. Development will have existing access onto Highway 1 Northeast, and any future permitting will go through the DOT because it's a state highway. Health department.
The property will need to conform to the Johnson County Public Health sewage disposal regulations from 2009 if they do any building on the site. The wastewater system will need to conform to those regulations as well. The applicant is proposing to serve the subdivision with private water wells, so they'll need to comply with Johnson County private water well regulations. No abandoned wells were on the property.
The applicant requested to have those stormwater and sensitive areas waived for this proposal. We waived, PDS director chose to waive sensitive areas as the property has been in active either crop or pasture ground production for quite a ways back, going by aerial photography. As you can see on the map here, there is some mapped floodplain very near the property south, as well as a blue line stream that's a tributary to Mill Creek. For those reasons, the director chose not to waive the stormwater review requirements and will require stormwater review with any building permits for this site. In conclusion, the proposal is in compliance with the 2008 land use plan and the 2008 zone fringe area agreement. Flat and legal documents are correct, and staff recommends approval.
Anybody like to speak on this item?
Scott Ritter again. In attendance is John, his brother Larry, and his brother-in-law Scott. If you have any questions for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else like to speak?
I do have a question. If you go back to...
Say your name.
Kevin Staley.
Thank you.
If you go back a slide or two to where there's, it looks like there's several parcels within the property. How many splits can be done in addition, or how does that work? Is this...
You get one farmstead split per parent farm. So as long as the remainder is 40 acres, they'll use up their one farmstead split. Unless it's in a developable area, but this is not.
This is all ag?
Correct.
Right.
Correct. We're outside of the North Corridor development area, and it's all agriculturally zoned.
Okay. So no other farmstead splits could be done?
Out of that blue line?
No.
Okay. I think that answers my question.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
I'm Drew Lammers, 1425 Highway 1, Northeast Sullivan. Just one quick question, I just need some clarity. So this one-time farmstead split for this farm, is this proposing a single family dwelling home in there or several lots and subdivision?
No, on a farmstead split, it's only one home that can be built on
that,
the lot.
On that device.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else like to speak?
I make a motion to approve application 26978.
Second that.
Roll call.
Rurrett?
Yes.
Style?
Yes.
Swinka?
Yes.
Doms?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. Application 26979. Charlotte Ranney requesting final plat approval of Shimmering Pond Subdivision.
Good evening. So Shimmering Pond Subdivision is something that will look familiar to, I believe, all of you. It's a 7-lot residential subdivision. They're actually requesting final plat approval as it was preliminary platted last year. This property is located just north of Sugar Bottom Road and just on the north side of Sugar Bottom Road, just outside of the drawn North Corridor development area. In this map, Coralville is shown in green in the bottom right, and North Liberty is shown in red.
I'm sorry. Did you say it's on the south side of the North Corridor development
area? Did I say that?
No, it's outside.
I think I might have just said outside. But if I said south side, it's actually on the north side of Sugar Bottom Road, which is...
So it's outside the North Corridor development area.
Right. I'll get to that in just a minute.
Okay.
So just a quick look at the proposed subdivision. Again, this is a final plat approval, so the general design has been approved by the Board of Supervisors in the past. Again, it's a 7-lot subdivision. The lot one is 4 1/3 acres, contains the existing home, and the remainder of the new buildable lots are range between 1.9 acres and 1 acre. There's two wells proposed, one located in between lot 5 and 6, which will serve lots 4 through 7, and the existing well on lot 1, which will serve lots 1 through 3. So as I briefly mentioned, it is located just outside the drawn North Corridor development area. As long as it's existed, just adjacent to on the other side of the road has been considered a part of the North Corridor. So this technically is in because it is adjacent to and shares the same road with the structure. The preferred style development in that area utilizes shared wells and septic systems and preserves open space. The parcel in question was originally platted as a 1-lot farmstead split in 2005. It's bigger than our existing requirements for farmstead splits because at that time there was no limit on the size of farmstead splits. In January 2016, the Board of Supervisors voted to approve rezoning that lot from agricultural to residential, and then the preliminary plat was approved in May of last year. And so at that time, road performance standards were evaluated. Just a quick glance back into them. Road performance standards just evaluate the existing traffic as well as the existing lots on a road to determine if it can handle the additional traffic from a development. So as we've discussed in the past, this road is chip seal, and the road performance standards say that it can have a maximum of 2,000 projected vehicles per day. This map just quickly shows platted and vacant lots in pink, zoned and developable parcels in green, and the existing traffic counts along both Sugarbottom Road and Newport Road. If you take into all of that into account, there are still, at the time of platting, 60 lots remaining on Sugarbottom Road before it closes for development per the road performance standards. So it is in compliance with that requirement. Sense of areas was completed at the time of preliminary plat, and as a quick review, there are some intermittent stream as well as some trees located on the west and north margins of the property, but per the design of the subdivision, neither feature will be disturbed, and they are not in violation of our sense of areas ordinance. The applicant has submitted a approved stormwater management plan and has begun installing that infrastructure. The existing pond, which is on the site, will be used to contain the majority of the runoff and some site-specific stormwater management will be installed at the time of building permits for a couple of the lots. As we saw from the picture, there are two new private cul-de-sac roads. They do meet the minimum standards, and that is they're 40 feet wide right-of-way, have a 20-foot wide travel surface, and they will be a chip seal surface. All infrastructure has been installed on the property except for the actual chip sealing of the road, and the applicant has been unable to do that due to it being the winter, and that is best done in the summer. So they have provided a performance agreement and a bank letter of credit, which allows, if necessary, the county to go in and finish that work if the applicant does not. When the applicant completes the remaining infrastructure, the county can release those funds. The county engineer had no objections. At the time of preliminary platting, he had the applicant shift the drive about 50 feet to the west. Eric, do you have a report?
Lot one does have a individual septic system under permit 6300. The rest of the lots, the vacant lots, they'll need to apply under Johnson County Public Health private sewage disposal standard from 2009. As stated before, there is a well already serving lots 1 through 3 under well number 2134703, and then the remaining lots 4 through 7 will be served under a new well.
Thank you. So in conclusion, all the plat and legal documents have been submitted and are correct. The applicant has submitted the required performance guarantee to complete the rest of the uninstalled infrastructure, and staff recommends approval.
Anyone like to speak on this application?
Scott Ritter again. Do you have any questions for me?
Great.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak?
Mitch?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't understand this. I'm looking at the North Corridor Development Area map, and if we're adjacent to it, we can still develop?
Adjacent if it's drawn on a road, so it shares the same infrastructure.
So
in this area, Sugar Barn Road is the dividing line. As long as it's existed, the properties adjacent on the north side have been considered part of the North Corridor.
I'm hearing you that that all plat and legal documents have been submitted and are correct to the best of the staff's knowledge. I don't normally see that with you guys.
There's no reason.
Okay.
Just no. There's no extra reason. There's no reason to think that things are not correct.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a motion.
I move to approve 26979.
Second.
Roll call.
Style.
Yes.
Swenka.
Yes.
Doms.
Yes.
Rary.
Yes.
Parker.
Yes. Application 26980, Ryan Ulch requesting preliminary plat approval of McCune second subdivision.
And this property is located in the very northeast corner of Johnson County. It is a four-lot subdivision containing one residential lot and three non-buildable outlots. So in this picture, the property is located on the east side of Vulcan Avenue. The green kind of hashed area is the village, is the village boundary of Sutliff. Linn County is located in the north, and Cedar County is located on the east. So here's a look at the proposed subdivision. As I mentioned, it is a four-lot subdivision, but three of those are non-buildable outlots. The proposed lot one contains the existing house, is zoned residential, which I'll show here in a minute, and it's just 2.21 acres, and that includes right-of-way. The other outlots will be transferring to, I believe, be added to the neighboring farms. This whole lot is the is lot two of McCune subdivision. So this is located in a rural agricultural area, and it's the location part of the county, or part of the county that is identified for agricultural purposes. And as we've gone through numerous times in the past, our ordinance states that all parcels shall contain a single zoning classification. So if we look at how the parcel sits today, it has two zonings. One is a 1.99 acre residential zoning package, and the remainder is zoned agriculturally. So as I mentioned, this is lot two of McCune subdivision. It was platted in 1997. Just before, in 1996, the residential zoning package was created, and the existing home was built in 1990. So what the applicant wants to do is put the residential zoning package by itself on its own lot and cut the remainder of the parcel into outlots. The subdivision is accessed off of Vulcan Avenue, and there are existing accesses. They're proposing a 40-foot wide access easement an existing paved driveway to access lot one, and there are other field accesses for the other two outlots. The Planning Development Sustainability Director did decide to waive both sensitive areas and stormwater management regulations. For the reason for that is the one buildable lot on the property is already been built out. There's an existing home on it. And the outlots will continue to be used as they are, which is agriculturally, and they cannot be built on or can't have a house on them. An engineer did not have any objections to this application. Eric, do you report?
The home is serviced by a private sewage disposal system, number 3320. It also has a well on site, number 2090899, and no abandoned lots were observed on the property.
Thank you. And the plat is correct and complete. Before they can start selling for lots, though, they must receive final platting in the future, and staff recommends approval.
Go back to the line.
Anyone like to speak on this application?
Mark Stein, MMS Consultants here representing Brian Ulch. I'll address any questions you have concerning this application.
Okay, on this, lot A, according to Mitch, these are going to be sold back to different farmers. So I can see where lot A would go, but I see B and C, you're going to have...
B goes with lot one. B is an outlot that would go with...
That's going to stay with lot one?
Lot one.
So then C would be the next one that would be sold then?
C goes with the farm that Brian owns to the south. There's
okay.
Not a farm that he owns to the south. A would go to the farm Brian owns to the north.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure of, that we weren't having a landlocked situation here.
No.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Make a motion to approve application 26980.
I'll second it.
Roll call.
Swenka?
Yes.
Doms?
Yes.
Rarick?
Yes.
Style?
Yes.
Parker?
Yes. Application 26981, Chuck Eckerman requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Lewis and Imelda Eckerman subdivision.
Thank you. So this property is located on 400 Street Southwest. The parent farm, as we can kind of see in this picture, is halfway in the village of Cosgrove and half outside of it. The split itself is located in the village of Cosgrove. In this picture, in the northeast, is the city of Tiffin, kind of showed in green. I-80 is the yellow road running across the top of the screen. So here's a look at the proposed split. It is a one-lot farmstead split. The one lot is 3.4 acres. It contains an existing home and a variety of other agricultural structures. As required by the right-of-way dedication map, the applicant has agreed to dedicate right-of-way along 400th Street. As I mentioned, this is located in the Cosgrove Village boundary. There are development standards which have been identified, but this is a farmstead split, so it is allowed in all areas of the county. It will be accessed off of 400th Street, and again, the applicant will dedicate to expand the right-of-way to 70 feet along 400th Street. County engineer had no objections, Eric?
This property does not have a sewage disposal system permitted by Johnson County Public Health. A permit has been applied for and has been issued to the applicant. The system has not yet been installed. A private well is located on the property that predates Johnson County Public Health records. No abandoned wells were observed. We recommend it for it.
The planning and zoning sustainability director did agree to waive both sensitive areas and stormwater management. Again, this is similar to our last request. It is an existing farmhouse that in the lot has been built out. Like Eric said, the applicant still must install the new septic system, and so they have requested to have this application deferred for 1 month.
Would anyone like to speak on this application? Deferred applications, application 26515, Hotstedler Buildings and Development requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Glenwood Springs.
And this will remain deferred for 1 more month. It was waiting on a permit from the Corps, which they have received. So expect to see this back on the agenda for next month.
Application 26901, Bill Crippen requesting preliminary and final plat approval of Crippen Fourth Subdivision.
Similarly, we have no update on this one. They will have to install a new septic system before they can complete this subdivision.
Any other business?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We had a long street note.